Mr. President,
yeah.
Mr. Edward J. Kiernan for you, sir.
Yeah.
All right, fine. You are?
Hello?
Hello, Mr. President.
I just called to tell you that I, like I'm sure millions of people in this country, was deeply shocked by the events of the past few days.
Well, I know.
And I want you to, first, I will be writing, I am writing, as a matter of fact, I've already dictated the notes to the families.
Thank you.
But also, if you would tell the people in your organization, the people on the force, that we appreciate their service to the country, the and to their city, and that they should keep keep their courage up. These are hard times, but they, the great majority of people in this country, back them.
Well, I think they know that.
Back, and even the city turned out, I understand, on this occasion,
yes.
And people from all over the country too.
Today we had police departments from all over the country, Denver, Colorado.
I had 45 different states. They told me.
Unbelievable.
That's fine. Well. There, you've got.
You know that our people respect you.
Well,
for them.
I was just down in Alabama yesterday, and I was in both Mobile and Birmingham, and of course there were huge crowds and everything. But I just made a point to be sure to speak whenever I could to one of those fellows on the beat and thank him for what he was doing, because that's what we really need to do. We need to reinstill among decent people respect for the men who protect us from the criminal elements.
Well, I think we're on the road to that right now.
Right.
Swinging back that way, Knight.
Right. Well, it's too bad that an incident like this has to shock people to their senses, but I think it had a good effect, and in that respect.
Well, people, they have to be shocked every once in a while.
That's right. That's right. Well, you extend my best to the other men in the force. Will you please?
Certainly will, sir. I really
Thank
appreciate
you.
Your call.
Thank you.
Thanks very much. Bye.